Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. Today, the readings, it's all a matter of perspective. There was so much to preach on. And when I was praying about it, because I had a six-hour drive on Friday down to Malvern Retreat Center outside of Philadelphia and a six-hour drive back, I spoke to 150 men. So I was trying to spend time with these readings because you have a lot of time, 12 hours. And I just kept thinking, it's really a matter of perspective, because what hit me was we are not discouraged, because every day we're being renewed. And I thought, well, that's good. I mean, I like, because I get discouraged. I don't know about you, but usually I get discouraged even after good things, you know. Speaking to 150 men, guys responding, people hadn't been in confession in 20, 30 years, standing ovation at the end. I'm getting in the car, and I'm always on thinking, driving back, oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I should have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. And there was all these things, and I'm thinking, oh. And I just kept second-guessing myself, all the way home. I'm discouraged because I was focusing on myself. Always happens. Whenever you look at these readings, you can look at the first reading and see the it ain't that hot in here. Stop fanning yourselves. Come on, for goodness sake. Oh, my. Oh, it's at least 105 in here. Oh, offer it up. Anyway, so the reality is I still have it at 74. So if it gets to 74, the air conditioner will come on. Just so you know, I didn't kill you. Anyway, I'm still freezing here. I don't know about the rest of you, but let's go back. So we get to the first reading. And the first reading talks about the sin of Adam and Eve, correct? So you can focus on that, and I could preach on that. And this past Thursday, people were calling me on my radio and says, we don't hear enough about sin, and why don't you talk about homosexuality, and why don't you talk about, you know, artificial birth control, and why don't you talk about that? So I listened to it once, and then the second person called and said the same thing. And I says, first of all, you don't tell me what to preach on. Thank you very much. I'm the shepherd. I'll tell you what I'm going to preach on. I can't take it when people tell me, Father, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Why don't you shut up and listen for a change instead of telling the priests what they should be preaching on and how they're not preaching? So I got a little irritated. You could tell. You can go back and listen to that thing because, you know, it's on EWTN. But I was just like, oh, here we go. And so it's all what you look at. So we could look at all that horrible stuff happening in Genesis. Or you can look at the promise of God. After we sinned, he promised us a Savior, right? Immediately, we sin, and we can stay focused on that all the days of our life. We're great sinners, we all are. Or we can focus on the promise of God that he will come, and you will strike at his heel, but he will stand on your head. That in your sin, God's still going to win. God is greater than your sin. So it matters what you focus on. Oh, I want to focus on my sin. Have fun with that. I want to focus on the God who's greater than my sin and who's going to win. The second reading, we talk about the reality of the body is, he's going through this external body's going away and it's deteriorating and he's getting old and, you know, he's talking about that. And he can sit there and say, woe is me. My body isn't doing so well. Can any of you relate to that here, those of you who are getting older? Your bodies aren't doing so well. I'm not even that old, and my knee hurts, and I slept yesterday, I couldn't move. And I could sit there and only focus on, oh, my problems. Or, as Paul says, I can focus on, I will not be discouraged. Because no matter what's going on externally, God is renewing me internally every day. So what are you going to focus on? What's going wrong in your life? Or how God is renewing you every day? Then you get to the gospel. I always love this gospel. Because what happens? People immediately think they've sinned against the Holy Spirit, right? I think I sinned against the Holy Spirit. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this in confession. Father, I think I sinned against the Holy Spirit. I can't ever be forgiven. Oh, get over yourself. You really think you've sinned against the Holy Spirit? Yes, I do. It's impossible for you to sin against the Holy Spirit. Well, why is that, Father? Because the only one we know that would sin against the Holy Spirit would be the devil, because he knew God in his fullness and he rejected him, so God gave him what he wanted. Does anybody know God in his fullness? We get glimpses of him. But so, or that the other thing is the unforgivable sin some people talk about is that I can't be forgiven, and because you say it and you refuse to repent, well, you can't be because you haven't repented. So whatever it is, but God sits there immediately and you can focus on that. Let's focus on the unforgivable sin and think about, do I have it, don't I have it? I don't know, maybe I did it once. And waste your life and get all upset about it. Or you can look at, Jesus says, who are my brothers and sisters and my mother? The one who does the will of my Father. What does that mean? They're not focused on themselves. They're focused on my Father. They seek to do the Father's will. So today, we can do anything. We can focus on anything we want and feel good about ourselves or bad about ourselves. Or we can focus on our Father. And we can say, the purpose of my life isn't to worry about myself, my sins, my good sins, my bad sins, what's going on externally, what's going on, but to focus on the Father, to do His will. Then I won't get discouraged because the Father renews me every day. And when you and I decide what we focus on, and we decide to focus on God, then we're going to have that renewal inside of us. We will. And then we're going to be those people of hope, those people of joy, those people of peace, because we're not focusing on the negative. We're focusing on God and who God is and God's promise to you and to me that He will save us, that He is greater than our sin, that He will renew us if we just seek His will rather than our own. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.